Flying Cool Tech, September 26, 05. Wow, you guys think you get surprised. I'm Larry's Good Time, by the way. Check out this podcast. I don't know whether we're actually going to do this or not, but... Whoa. Let's go inside. 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 There you go. Good boy. Good duck. Hey! I'm living. just a little. At least I'm not in excruciating pain at the moment.
Can you bite on it yet?
Yeah, I can bite on it.
It's just sore.
Very.
If you want to set Larry over there now, set him over there and get a few minutes.
Okay.
Give him that. You're prone.
You want to come back and have a seat?
Sure.
Come on, cutie pie.
Quit talking to me like that, Autumn.
You want to take an ibuprofen?
Sure. Well, I already took four of them this morning.
How, what time was it?
About six.
There you go. He's getting big.
He's a big boy.
He is a big boy, isn't he? How much does he weigh?
He weighs about 100 pounds.
I bet. He's as big as me. what time did you take the ibuprofen?
About six.
About six? Okay. Yeah. You're probably pretty good. How many did you take?
Four. Let's see. What were they?
200 milligrams each?
No. I don't think they were that. Gosh, you know what? I don't remember.
Oh, fine.
I should know that, shouldn't I?
Jake, what do you got on your head, buddy?
You talking about that green thing?
It's green, yeah.
Well, Shelly was telling me about that. I don't know what it is.
Can we get it off for him?
I don't know if you can.
I could try. is it like brass stain?
What? I don't know.
I'll tell you what, that's not a bad
Something's growing on your little head. Let's see.
It does look like a little grass stain or something.
Here. That's Larry's. Right.
Larry, did you sleep last night?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Do you mind if I record this?
No.
And let me tell you what I'm doing. Huh? This is bizarre, but you would appreciate it. Have you ever heard of podcasting?
Podcasting?
Yeah.
No, what is that?
It's like radio shows on the internet.
Uh-huh.
Well, I started my own.
You got a radio show on the internet? Okay.
Yeah. And I do life. And I would...
Genre.
I wouldn't mind doing one of the dentist, if that's all right with
Go
you.
Go right ahead.
Because I think it'll sound kind of cool, drilling and stuff.
Go ahead.
All right. This is Dr. Nason, by the way, people.
Go right ahead. So,
it's at blindcooltech.com if you ever want to check it out.
Blindcooltech.com.
Mm-hmm. Just another little experiment of mine.
Interesting. You got your own website, I presume?
Yeah.
Who made it for you?
Me.
You did the website?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. I'm gonna push. You tell me if it hurts. You hurt here?
Mm-mm.
You hurt there?
No.
You hurt in there?
Uh-uh.
Okay. You're a little swollen.
It is. I'm thinking it's that back one.
Well, I'm looking at another one because, see, your swelling the other day was right in the front here.
Uh-huh.
But it's kind of moved around a little bit.
Hmm. You were very sensitive all week for a one-rooted tooth, which is very, very unusual.
Yeah, they're kind of stiff.
I'm going to look because I'm kind of suspect my other one, too.
See, what makes me think it's that back one, too, is that I can touch it with my finger on the gum on the outside, and I can smell decay.
Here, now put your finger there and show it to me.
Oh, right there.
Oh, okay, right there? Okay, yeah. All right. Well, that's about the time. 'Tis the season. Now let me have your left hand. Okay, buddy. Okay.
If you want it.
How do you make sure Sarah stays away from x-rays? You're good. Mm-hmm. And if you want it. Yeah, you sit back and relax. I'm going to go ahead and get you numb.
All right.
And if you want it. Well, I missed the Golly Festival this weekend.
Oh, did you?
Last weekend. The first one I missed it.
I know
my
you.
My wife couldn't believe it.
What happened?
Well, I was playing Tom.
Oh.
Wanted our house as a wreck, and being as much as we wanted to get done the last two weekends, and
now, bite down. Had to make two truckloads of tile.
What kind of tile are you putting in?
It's called? It's like a gray and tan 12 by 12 tile.
Huh.
Now, hold Milberg for me. It comes from China, I think. It stings a little bit. You okay?
Mm-hmm.
Good job. You're going to get real numb. This shot is right on the money. Good job. You okay?
Mm-hmm.
You had it swallowed, didn't you? Here. Spit out and rinse out. Here's some water right beside you. Here's your water. Help yourself. You hear it floating in the bowl, but my man. And sit back and relax. And if you want. You all right?
Mm-hmm.
Just a couple of Kleenex.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Sit back and get numb.
All righty.
Get Larry. Get Larry and ibuprofen. All right, good. Anyway, so get Raymond an ibuprofen. Okay. We'll just take it now.
Okay, we're getting numb.
Can you take
that yourself?
You
want to
take a strong one?
See, we'll pause this one.
We
get numb.
It's
any time plan. Okay. How's your tongue feel? Numb?
Very numb.
Very numb, yeah. Yeah, I was kind of suspicious the first couple of days. And you called me and told me how much pain you were in.
Mm-hmm.
Because a single rooted tooth won't put you in that much pain usually.
Hmm.
And you're pretty rugged. You know, you can take it. And
this brought me to my knees, man.
Well, I know that's why I think it's something else. I think it's a three rooted tooth because of that particular reason. Come on, baby, come off of there. I'm talking to your bridge. I want your bridge to pop off. Working through, well, I do all the time, but I'd rather not work through your bridge.
Bum.
Just tell me if this hurts. It's this old tapping sensation. Autumn will see Ray in about 2 weeks. All right. Thank you, Lord.
Huh. Wow.
Wow.
We are that there, baby.
That didn't work last time, did it?
No, it didn't. That's... Actually, it probably did work last time.
And
just
two more hits is all you needed. Huh?
Well, when I first hit it, I got that thunk. I was going like, ooh. When they thunked like that.
It's on there solid, isn't it?
But it's on very solid. Now, if I keep doing that, it makes your jaw hurt for all day. And that makes, then your teeth gets real sore. I don't know whether, it, you know, I don't know what's going on. I kind of cloud the issue. Right. That was easy.
All right. You should get that kind of sour odor.
Yeah.
Shortly. Did you have one that took the bridge off?
Uh-huh.
Good. I'm just barking up the right tree. I think it was done in, wasn't this done in Arkansas, this one?
Yeah.
You don't feel any pain?
Mm-mm.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Autumn. Autumn Raymond's all done. Feel anything at all?
A little bit.
Okay. You should kind of feel that. And that's because of my burr. Autumn, Raymond is all done. I'll see him in about 2 weeks. I'm gonna, once the root canal sets, I'm gonna whiten this front tooth a little bit more, just to half it by a shade. Down on the carpet. Out in the
what did you do for Raymond today?
I filled his root canal number 8 with a 40, cut a millimeter and a half off the bottom. I cemented the bridge 8, 9, and 10. There we go, we're there.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. You spit all that out and rinse out. Drink your water. I'm going to pour a little mouthwash in there for you. Get that burnt tooth taste out of there. Here's your little mouthwash right in the cup. It's right in the cup. There you go. Help yourself there. There you go, Larry. Down on the floor.
Okay, I'm really, really numb. I don't know if I mentioned to you guys, you know, I was in pain last week.
Oh, I'm setting up an RCC setup over there for Mr. Larry.
Okay.
This is my bottom right hand all the way in the back, too. and I had a bridge over the last three back there, and I tried to take it off last time. Wouldn't come. I only took two taps this time. Hey, Miss Autumn.
Mm-hmm. Got the bridge off.
Good. Wouldn't come last time.
Bad part's over, my man.
Oh, good.
We are on a downhill slide now.
Love to hear it.
Everything went perfect. Got your bridge off. That's a big thing.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, that was ruining my life.
Well, you know, you were uncomfortable all last week.
All last week.
Oh, I know. I could tell when you called Wednesday and Thursday. Just set that over there.
It's funny how nothing matters when you're in pain like that.
Of course, Rita didn't help last week. That makes a little bit worse. I guess we're lucky we weren't in it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You feel absent. All right, now here, spit that out.
I just got it.
After this, what I do with this thing?
I tell you what. Hold on. Put it here. Get him a case.
Put a couple of pieces on it. Put some cotton in it. Get wet. Stick it in the ice box. Whatever comes out, you got your little backup. But I hold on to it.
You all right?
Yeah.
That hurt when I was shooting. It doesn't hurt now. Mm. And when I start working, I'm going to go in there very gently. Okay. If you feel it, let me know. It just tells me you have tissue left in there a while. Okay. Most, a lot of times the tissue's a little bit further down inside your tooth. In the beginning, you won't feel it. As I seek this thing deeper, you'll start to feel it.
Okay.
Well, I took my grandson down on the river Friday night on a jet ski.
Mm.
My aunt raked me over cold. She called me up. What's wrong with you? He loved it. You feel any pain?
Uh-huh.
Good. I'll remember. Next visit to check, and then the whitener. Kind of, yeah. So you got your tissues alive down there. You actually didn't feel it. I pulled up, and what probably happened is the tip of my instrument curled up a little bit,
okay.
Grabbed hold of your live nerve, and kind of yanked it a little bit. Kind of felt that.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Yeah. Here, spit that out and get you a little bit more mouthwash. That's good. If you felt it, it worked. If you don't feel it, it doesn't work.
Mm, it worked.
I'm a baby. You've been taking antibiotics, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And you're low on pain pills?
I'm out.
I'll give you some more today. In fact, you're gonna go to work today?
I'll go by and get the pain pills first.
Okay. I'll tell you what, I'll save you a walk. Huh? Huh? You all right?
Mm-hmm.
Try not to slide. There's where you're hot right there. You were probably right. That was... Well, about Tuesday, about Wednesday, I started thinking, you know what, that one rooted tooth wouldn't be causing him all that pain. I did a one rooted tooth. And you don't feel any pain right now?
Mm-mm.
Okay, now I'm getting close to where you're going to feel it.
Yeah. Alright. Gotta do one more, then I'll numb you again.
You got a little piece of tissue down at the bottom, still attached, probably about 21 millimeters down inside your tooth, and it's that's when I'm touching that, I'm kind of catching it. It's when you're jumping. I'll get it once I get it out of here.
Yeah, I'm starting to touch it now again. All right, let me now. So come on. And I'll save you a trip. Yeah, now, put that out and rinse out. There, I'm going to give you a little bit more shot of mouthwash here. Here, now, try that.
Well, Sarah, I appreciate you coming in early this morning.
Sarah, your new assistant?
Yeah, Sarah is Autumn's best friend. They've been friends since they were
kids. Oh, is that right?
Kids.
That's neat. And
Sarah's getting married here in about, well, I don't know, soon. Yeah, we're trying to hang on for Laura. No pain?
A little bit.
A little bit at the very end there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll tell you about when. When I'm about finished, I'll actually drop a little tiny bit deeper. Get that extra little tube. That's where that tissue was. Now it's probably actually most of it's gone. You might barely show it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In fact, here, I'll leave that alone for right now. All right, thank you, Lord. Well, had a good weekend.
How old's your grandson?
He'll be 2 in November. I had him on a wave run. A little wave run.
Mm-hmm.
He had a little, got like a little wetsuit on. It's got his flotation built in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my brother called. I called my brother. He's got a camp on the river. His son was home, and so I wanted to go see his son when he's home from Los Angeles. So my wife Pam, my wife didn't get off till like 7:30. It gets dark at 8:30, so I couldn't wait for her to get home. He said, well, let me pick y'all up down in the river. And we spent the night in this camp, and it was like a little kiddie city there. There was like 10 little kids there. I mean, little kids. They were running around like banshees in the middle of, you know. Here he is on the bank of the river at 10 o'clock at night, and everybody's running around, big bonfire going. Mm-hmm. He had a blast. You know what? I think you've been kind of miserable. I'm going to leave your bridge off for 2 days.
Okay.
All right? I'm going to leave your bridge off. You'll feel a lot better. You're just too slow. And I'll put it back on once you're not on your way home. You don't feel any pain now?
Mm-mm.
Good. I got it. Oh, that one's history. Ought to get me a schedule for tomorrow and Wednesday. Give me a schedule for tomorrow and Wednesday. I gotta get Larry in after work to get off at 4:30 or 5.
4:30.
5:30.
We need to call Larry in the prescription for pain pills with a refill.
Actually, if you can do it during work, it'd be better.
During work? Okay, we'll do it during work. I'd be happy to.
I'm keeping my granddaughter after work now.
Okay. Every night?
Mm-hmm.
Does your daughter stay with you?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the oldest or the second oldest?
Third
oldest. Tell you what, they're nothing like him, are they?
No, they're in. She's. I love being with her.
I love being with mine. My wife says, I light up. She said, you both light up.
Mm-hmm.
He hangs in my hip pocket. He doesn't even want his mom.
Mm-mm.
When she comes to get him, he cries when he leaves. I go visit through the week, and I feel bad because he thinks he... When I come over, he's like going, bye, bye. He's telling his mom, bye. He thinks he's out of here. And then I leave without him, and he starts crying. He's a hoot. Kids had 17 surgeries. Had one surgery, had a tumor in his throat when he was born. He had one surgery, removed the tumor. 16 surgeries to remove scar tissue.
Well, that's rough for a little guy
And I was with him one night, probably about 4 months old. He was he had a long surgery. Had a surgery on a Monday, and then they kept him intubated till Friday. Kept him sedated on morphine. And they quit giving him morphine Friday. My wife stayed with him all day Friday. She couldn't stay Friday night, so I went up and stayed with him while he was withdrawing, and I was up with him all night, helping him, you know.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, that's what I told his mother. She said that's when you all bonded. I love it. I lived for the weekend because I had him on. I picked him up on Friday after work. Which is going to change. She's starting a new job, so it's going to change. Autumn, we need to see Larry maybe Thursday or Wednesday between 12 and 4 or 5. And if we don't have an appointment, I'll get him one. You feel anything I'm doing now?
Yeah.
All right, that one's the first one's done.
First one.
Well, there's three roots in this.
I got the
hot root. It's gone.
Oh, okay.
The one that was giving you trouble. The other two, you probably won't even know I'm doing anything. Yeah. It's completely finished. Actually, what I'll probably do is I'm going to see you next time. I'll fill it. I'll go ahead and call your prescription in. I probably got one or two here to let you take with you.
Okay.
I'll give you one on the way, and then you can take one of that after lunch, and pick up the rest at home tonight on the way home. I'll save you a trip.
All right. Thank you.
My pleasure. My pleasure. I'll tell you what, if I go down to the Golly this year, you still want to make a trip?
Absolutely.
All right.
It'd be a great place to do a podcast.
Yeah, it would be an awesome place to do a podcast. Actually, I got another neat place. If you think about it. Every other week, Wednesday nights, I go to a Native American sweat.
That would be awesome. Yeah.
And you don't have any kind of heart condition or anything, do you?
Uh-uh.
Okay. I'll tell you, I'll see how many people are going to be there this Wednesday. And I'll make arrangements for you for the following Wednesday. We do it every other week. This week's the week we do it. So we'll do it Wednesday. Yeah, okay. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. The week we do it, this Wednesday. Let me see if I can numb what I just made you. It's cringe. That's good. If it hurts, I got it. Got it. Sorry about that. Let me do this other one now while I'm in there. Hit it now. Get that out and rinse out. You feel pain right now?
Mm-hmm.
Right now you feel pain?
I do.
Okay. You still throbbing pretty good right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. No pain there?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I'm actually going down to get it here. You felt that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got a piece of loose nerve in there. You don't feel when I go in. You feel it when I come back out. Once again, the instrument, the end of my instrument is kind of hooking all that tissue. Yeah, now. Spit that out. Let's have you just some more mouthwash. There. You all right?
Mm-hmm.
Still in pain a little bit?
Nope.
Okay. That, if it hurts, if I make you jump when I shoot that in, I got it. What probably actually happens is your nerve is shaped like a J, and it curves, and a lot of times I can get the Novocaine to the bottom of the J, but if I shoot it real hard, I make it curve around, and once I get it around, you go totally dead. A lot of his feet having trouble with his bridge. Mm-hmm. Pardon? Kind of feel pain. Is that a good description?
Yeah.
Kind of?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's kind of perspective there. This will get, you'll kind of feel pain again, but a little less.
Okay.
Probably about third or fourth one of these, you won't feel it at all. I'm actually just kind of picking my way down to the bottom is what I'm doing. The sense of a wind.
Fine.
Pardon?
His bridge is doing fine. He's feeling out a little already.
Okay. You've got a hot spot in that one, too. See, as I said earlier, one tooth, the one rooted tooth I did the other day, wouldn't keep you in pain all week. You know, you'll have 2 to 3 days and it goes away. There's not enough tissue in there to make you hurt like that. Now, a molar has got enough tissue. That's good. Now, put that out and rinse out. And what I'm doing each time, I'm going a little bit deeper. And that's why I'm exposing fresh new material. And that's, I'm giving the shots up right now. Are you hurting right now?
Nope.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm almost done torching you.
Okay.
My goodness. It hurts. Where I'm working is I can hit real sensitive spots, as you can see.
Mm-hmm.
Heart breaker. Heart breaker. Okay. All righty. Let's see how long your tooth is. Ought to bring me Larry's X-ray. I just want, this is the last one we took. I'm going to see if this root is that long. Hey, get me another one of these. This one's kind of hard to do that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can assure you to be a little bit more comfortable now.
My soul out with me.
Pardon? He's a big boy.
Hey. He knows how to take it easy. And Tom, right on the verge.
Yeah.
My surrounding me. Yeah. Audience said Pete over there. Is your teeth thumping right now? Okay, just when I, whatever I stick down there, is that's when you feel it. That's the only time you feel it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those little, I don't know if you can hear that noise in the
sound. I do, yeah.
Well, that's a little extra for your, that's, they can try to figure out what that is. No, that's actually a, that's your third nerve right there. That one doesn't seem to be any sensitive at all, which is good because the other two were hotter than they could be.
Now, what is that noise we heard, that boom, 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 boom?
My sinks are on vacuum lines.
Oh.
And my suction, we hooked my sink up to my vacuum lines, and I guess it's, I don't know what it is, it's changing the pressures in that line. You feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Dreammaker. That was your last one, Larry. I thought that one was going to be better, but that looks like the other two. Well, I'll see you before the week, so I'll give you some more details about the sweat.
Okay.
The day of the sweat, maybe the night before. Don't eat anything the next day. Don't eat anything that Wednesday. It'll make you sick.
Okay.
Maybe I should tell you this. Don't eat anything after lunch. Don't eat a big lunch. Eat a lot of vegetables. Eat a salad. You'll stay away from a big old greasy hamburger or something, because you'll probably get sick. And start loading up Tuesday night on fluids. Drink lots of fluids all day long. Now, spit that out and rinse out, because you'll sweat all your fluids out. And I'll see how many guys are there this Wednesday. You all right?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, I'm almost done. I'm on my last canal right now. I can tell when you feel that. Autumn? Said, okay, Pete's over there. All right. I'm going to leave your bridge off. I have to drill a hole in it, which I'm very happy for. And I'll put it back on Wednesday or Thursday. Thank you. Sterilizer. Teeth now. This really won't taste a lot of this, what I'm using. I'm using a real strong solution. It's not too pleasant. If you start, if it's going to rain all day, tomorrow afternoon after work, this thing still may be kind of thumping a little bit. If it is, just call me and I'll drain it. Rita didn't help much for your, a lot of rain makes these things hurt more, a lot more. Now, here. Spit out, rinse out. When you get done rinsing with that cup, dump that, here, I'll get you a new cup.
Larry, prescription for a floor test, bend some size, glass 5. Good, Larry, here's you one now.
It's a hydrocodone. Here, I'm just going to empty your water out. Now, take it now. That's a 750. Here's you one for later. That little envelope. You okay?
Yeah.
Good. Now, and then you pick the ovens up on the way home tonight.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Good. I'm sure you'll see a tremendous improvement. I'll check on you when you get ready to leave work.
Oh, yeah.
There's something on your shirt, man. I don't know what it is. All right. Okay. There you go. All right, Larry, swing around there. I will see Larry. Get some of Larry's furniture and do the work.
Come on, my buddy. Come on, Jake.
Larry.
Yes, sir.
You let me know how you did. You let me know how you if you did worse. That other one, you know, I think the other one, well, I think it was this one.
Yeah.
I think this one was one that gave him trouble. All I did was fall by 15, number 31 under the bridge. The bridge is laying on the tray. Put the bridge in an envelope. Still working, Pete? You work every day?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Well, we sweat on Wednesday nights. It's right off Dixie Highway. Yeah, you heard about it? We're a good bunch of guys.
Yeah.
We're coders.
We'll work.
They're
okay, Larry.
You know, Saul? You know, Saul comes. Let's see, what's his name? Ivan. You know Ivan?
Yeah.
Ivan's Lakota. He sweats with
him.
Some young guy at Cherokee named Will.
They're talking about you, Jake.
I like to chase park.
They think you're cute. But I know
does
better.
Do you like the chase park cars?
I'll get Larry's number to check on your work.
That's why.
Larry, what's your
make
phone
sure
number?
You call these just for him before he leaves tonight.
Okay.
Did you want
to do the pulse today? That's what it was last time.
That's fine. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Larry. Today is going to be 104.
bite out of front.
And that's the chase. So we use your chase. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got filling out right there. How's Carol doing? Y'all still together? Good. Is she working anywhere? Same place?
So Laura's off having some surgery, huh?
Yes, she is.
Did you go to Trail of Tears?
Here's your car, bud.
Thank you.
Richmond phone rang. I think it interrupted it.
Okay.
One drum? Is that that woman's drum?
Uh-huh.
Who's playing the drum? Well, it wasn't Southern Singers, was it? Are they pretty good? They look that over. Well.
Okay, what was the
thing
you
came
up
in?
What
was her name again? Yeah. It's a sobriety powwow.
Oh, they're coming Thursday. 11:30. Okay, can you hold it a second? No, we changed it to the 6th. They changed it to the 6th so they could come together. So y'all could come together. Larry didn't work when they're on the phone.
Oh, okay.
It's on the same phone.
Okay.
He's just going to charge you for the
pole
today.
Pardon?
He's
just
going to charge you for the pole today.
Oh, uh-huh. Okay.
All right. Uh-huh. You're welcome. Bye. Now, when you're that phone on, it's just one line.
I go through that time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was worried there. I thought maybe I had overextended or something.
No, the phone rang and it interrupted it. Okay, if you just
want
to sign this copy, Larry.
I sure do. Yeah, you too, Doc.
Let me know how you do on the way home tonight or right before you leave work or something.
Here you go. Here's
okay.
The pen.
I think
you'll
do about twice as good as the last.
I'll bet.
Right there.
Alrighty. I need to teach Jake how to sign this for me, don't I?
And here's your copy.
What?
And we'll work you in Thursday.
Okay, great. Thank you all.
I'll get the door for y'all.
That's all right. I got it.
Bye, Jake. You're a sweetheart. I don't care what Larry says, you're cute.
Nobody ever calls me a sweetheart. Bye, Autumn.
Bye, Larry. Y'all have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
Right.
Good boy. All right. So, glad y'all could experience that with me. It helps to share the pain. That should be interesting. Yeah, Dr. Mason does a lot of Native American activities, so he's talking about this sweat. And that should be interesting to go to. We're going to go straight, little buddy. Up, come on. Up. Good boy. That's usually where we turned across Frankfort to go home. So little buddy thought we were going home. Yeah, it's kind of drizzly this morning. It still feels very humid out, but it's bit cooler.
Yes, we did a podcast this morning with Michael McCarty. It didn't take. I'm going to have to talk to Rob and see about putting a lock command on Studio Recorder when you can lock it into record mode. Good boy, little buddy. Because what happened was, I think he pressed the space bar and stopped it. So we were just talking away for nothing. We're gonna do it again. Yeah, I had some pain in my tooth. Last weekend, Saturday night, called him up Sunday morning at his house, came in and saw him Monday, and he gave me some relief. But it's continuing to give me some pretty bad pain. So we couldn't tell exactly what was going on. Hopefully we got it taken care of this time. It's funny, when you're in that much pain, things just don't seem to matter as much. Alright, good buddy, good boy. All right, well, we're going to sign off. Hope you enjoyed probably the world's first dental cast. Gosh, I can't really talk too well. My whole right side of my tongue is numb. This is Line Cool Tech 131. If you would like to leave a comment on our comment line, that number is 206-984-9203. You can email us with the address blindcooltech@gmail.com. And our web address is blindcooltech.com. Y'all have a great one. We'll see you next time. Hello, buddy. Good boy.